Hello, everybody. Friday, March 31st, 2023. I'm looking at the workout. We've done this workout a couple times. It's a heavy day at a high heart rate, and it's a deceptive beast. Maybe you don't feel it's deceptive because the front squat's heavy. You see that coming. But the rep scheme is defective. It's a great way to say it. Deceptive. Because only one of the rep schemes is in the double digits, and it's a 12. So it's not a huge high rep range, and the other reps are sixes and nines. And so it seems like, yeah, I'm going to just chew this thing up and spit it out, and it packs more of a wallop than we realize. So lateral burpees over the bar, front squats, ideally with no rack, but if you need a rack to safely move this weight, then absolutely use a rack. And then chest to bar pull-ups. I also say for this one to use 60 to 65% of your one rep max front squat if that loading is inappropriate. Now, I'm thinking to somebody who's, you know, let's just use the gentleman's weight. 185 pounds is prescribed. Maybe your one rep max front squat is 205. If that's the case, you should not do this workout with 185. That's way too high of a percentage for you. So in that case, if your one rep max was a 205 front squat, I would use 60 to 65% of your one rep max to choose a loading for today. There are also some people out there that might have a monster front squat where choosing 60% of it might actually give you a loading higher than the prescribed loading today. If you want to go ahead and do that, you certainly could, but those individuals might also be served very well by just trying to do this workout safely, obviously, but as quickly as they can with the prescribed loading. This one always is always more challenging than I give it credit for. We have, and certainly nothing needs to be unbroken, but I would love to see, with regards to the front squats anyway, that you know for sure you're going to do that first set of six unbroken. When you get to the nine, you're like, that's going to be a tough set, but I think I can do it. I'm not sure, but I think that I can. I may have to drop the barbell once. You're probably on the right track. The set of 12, many of us will be breaking that up at least once, if not more. But that is how I would have a conversation with some people. For the wild card option, it's all the same, but we knocked down the loading a little bit for you. Scaled option, we knocked down the loading even more, and now we have regular burpees instead of going over the bar. And we have ring rows in there or regular, you know, kipping chin over bar pull-ups. Feel free to use a band if you want. And as I always say with the ring rows, make them difficult because the chest to bar pull-ups in the actual workout are certainly going to be difficult. The limited equipment crew, burpees over the dumbbells, chest to bar pull-ups, and the dumbbell squats. And that loading in the dumbbell squat is overall certainly lighter than what the barbell is going to be. So that limited equipment crew, their workout is going to have a lot more of a fast and furious feel to it compared to the barbell version of the workout of the day. But I'm not worried about that. The limited equipment crew do plenty below parallel strength training, things of that nature, that them having a workout today that's a little bit more on the fast and furious side compared to the workout of the day is going to be just fine for them. So enjoy that. It's a good one. And if we look back at, you know, some below parallel, we did double kettlebell front rack walking lunge earlier this week, quite different than what we have going on today. Last week, heavy day at a high heart rate with the 12 back squats at 55% of your one rep max. Previous to that, big sets of air squats. And so covering our bases quite well with regards to variance. And then you can look for the upper body pulling, burpees, and things like that. So enjoy the workout, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.